Hey there, folks, and welcome to another episode. What episode are we up to? Episode 197. 197. Closing in on 200. Of Eddie and His Amazing Friends, the Hero Cast. I am your host. You can follow me on Twitter at EddieC85. That's EddyC85 or EC_hero. Follow us Instagram, EddieC85 on Instagram, ECHeroCast on Instagram. Don't worry. I'm going to try... We're kind of in like a... I don't want to say lull. That's not the right word. Because it's not. There are no lulls. But there's been a... There's like a stretch of movies that... I don't know. They're just... They're not... super popular, I guess. I don't know. So, it's tough for getting guests. However, for 200, I have someone in mind. I'm pretty sure they'll agree. I haven't asked them yet, but I'm pretty sure they'll agree. Besides, it's 200. Gotta get a guest on for the big 200, right? I almost forgot where we were. So, anyway. Today is DC League of Super Pets. But before we do any of that... couple things. As I mentioned, this is episode 197, and a trailer dropped for what will be episode 220, The Crow. Remember The Crow? Yeah. Well, we did the first one. It dropped on Halloween in 2020. Great timing. Great timing. I gave that movie an 8.5. Caleb gave it a 6.5 because he's grumpy, I guess. And then we had on our pal Dub who gave it a 9. I really enjoyed it a lot. I saw the trailer for the new one. I've seen all the criticism, so I'm not going to repeat it. I know about the nipple eye. I know that, yeah, he looks like Florida Joker. Yes, he looks like Jared Leto's Joker. I've seen all that, and I don't necessarily disagree with any of it. For me, when I watched that trailer, I didn't really get anything from it. Like, I watched it, and it's like, if I wasn't doing this podcast, I probably wouldn't watch it. Not because I thought it looked bad, because a lot of people are like, oh, that looks bad. Actually, on Facebook... the guy we had do Crow 123 Dub, he thought the trailer looked pretty good. I don't know. I didn't think it looked bad. I was just like, eh, okay. You know, like, kind of like the trailer, like I watched the trailer for the Acolyte today for Star Wars. And it wasn't like, oh, I think this looks bad. Like, I saw a lot of people say it looks bad. And I saw some people say it looks awesome. For me, I was just like, eh. Didn't do much for me. It was just kind of there, you know? And look, again, it's not that it looks bad, but it just, you know, the point of a trailer is to get you excited. I didn't get excited about The Crow. I'll see it because of this podcast, but like, and I guess maybe I'll watch the original Crow just to kind of remind myself about it, because, I mean, it's been, you know, almost 4 years since I've seen it. So it's like, maybe I'll watch it just to compare. Maybe that could be fun to do. I don't know. Maybe ask Dub if he wants to come back on. We'll do. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. But like, I don't know. I mean, it just, it didn't do much for me. But I don't know. Maybe it'll be cool. I don't know. It's just, I know people are tired of remakes, but at the same time, it's like, the box office isn't tired of remakes, you know? It's like Ghostbusters, Frozen Kingdom is coming out this week. It's not a remake, but it's a reboot. Remake, reboot, prequel, whatever. But it's like, you know, it's like Willy Wonka did well. And I joked last year, I'm like, who asked for a Willy Wonka prequel? Like, who wondered, like, how'd that guy get his chocolate factory anyway? Nobody wondered that, but they made it and it did well. I'm sure Frozen Empire... Ghostbusters will do really well. You know, it's just, I prefer original content too. You know, I praised the hell out of the creator last year. I even brought it up recently to my friend, and they were like, "Oh, it's one of those things. Like, I've brought it up before, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we'll see it." I brought it up again, and they're like, "Was that good? I don't remember." I'm like, "Yes, I told you about this before." I don't know. Maybe my friends just tuned me out. Oh well, it happens. Just as long as you don't, you, dear listener. The other thing that I saw in the news, there's a ton of. I don't know if anything is going to happen from this, but there's a lot of talk, and it's apparently Giancarlo Esposito wants to play Professor X really bad in a new X-Men movie, and he wants Denzel Washington to play Magneto. Now, a lot of the comments, of course, are going to be, well, you know, I don't want to state the obvious here, but Magneto being a Holocaust survivor is a big part of his backstory. And I just don't know how many black people were Jews in Germany trying to flee, you know. I'm not saying there was zero, but I'm sure it's a small number. And I actually had a different question. My question was, because honestly, people don't realize this, Hitler also invaded Northern Africa and tried to exterminate Jews there too. So, you know, you could do something with that. I don't know. That's a history lesson. But I'm more concerned not about the race of Magneto, but the age, because the Holocaust ended 79 years ago. Okay? And there's, you know, so the movie's not coming out this year, and it's not coming out next year. So, like, we're dealing with a Magneto. Even if he was just an infant, a newborn, when the Holocaust ended, the youngest he could possibly be is 81. So, and I know he's de-aged himself in the comics and everything. I don't know. To me, I mean, you can say, his mutant power keeps him younger looking. I guess. I don't know. To me, that's... I don't know. That works in comics, but you know, in movies, I don't know. For me, that just feels like a cop-out. You know, it's like, we already figured out a way to bridge the gap with Captain America. Like, he still fought Nazis in World War II, but then now he's frozen, and then he woke up in today. So, okay, fine. They're probably going to do something similar with Fantastic Four, because it's like that movie's taking place in the 60s, which, we'll see. I don't know. I guess that's, I don't know. That wasn't like, when I heard that, I wasn't like thrilled, but I also wasn't like, oh, that's going to suck. I was more like, okay, I'll reserve judgment. Anyway, so they're obviously, okay, so Fantastic Four is taking place in the 60s. I'm guessing they somehow wind up in the 2020s. So, you know, it's like, how many characters are we going to de-age or speed up or time travel or whatever the hell? You know, just because, like, Marvel is on this floating history thing, you know? So, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could do that. And look, Denzel's a phenomenal actor, and he would kill it as Magneto. I'm not so much concerned about the race. I mean, look, my thing has always been, you know, because there's the whole controversy of when they cast Halle Berry as Ariel. And it's like, Ariel's not real, and her race doesn't matter, right? So with Magneto, the only thing that matters is that he's a Holocaust survivor. Okay, and again, there was a smaller Holocaust in Northern Africa with the Nazis. My main concern is just, how are we going to tackle the age issue? Because Denzel doesn't look 80. He does, what is he, like 65 or 60, early 60s? He doesn't even look that old. But okay, makeup, you can do that. But it's like, is an 81-year-old, is that really, you know, you want an old man to be the face of a, you know, like, I don't know. Again, I know they can do the de-aging. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like maybe you could, I don't know. People are going to get mad, but what if you updated the timeline a little bit? You know, what if Magneto, I don't know, what if he was, what if he escaped the Nigerian Civil War? You know, that had, let me think. I think like 2 million people were killed, something like that. So, you know, what if Magneto was on the, quote, losers of the Nigerian Civil War and escaped, you know, 2 million? That's a hell of a lot of people. It's not the Holocaust, which was 6, but 2 is a lot. So, I don't know. Just spitballing. Just spitballing. Just spitballing here. So, that would be my concern, is what are we going to do about the age of Magneto? Because here's the deal. What if, I mean, think about it. At some point, you're going to have to do this, right? At some point, you know, the year 2050 is going to happen, right? Is Magneto still going to be a Holocaust survivor and be 105 years old? You know what I mean? Like, at some point, we're going to have to say, okay, Magneto's origin needs tweaked a little bit because he can't be over 100. And we can't just keep saying, oh, look, we did something and reversed his aging. I don't know. That just sounds lazy to me. I don't know. But maybe this is the time. Maybe now is the time to do that. Because it's a movie. It's a fresh, new take on X-Men with Disney. I don't know. It'd be a very tough decision. And no matter what you do, you're going to face an absorbent amount. Absorbent. In absorbent amount of backlash. So I don't know, as long as it's good, I feel like you can do whatever as long as you make it good. Which, by the way, next week I'm going to recap, or at least give my thoughts on the X-Men cartoon show that's starting up tomorrow. I'm recording this on the 19th, so yeah, I'll be doing that. I'm very much looking forward to that. But anyway, I was just thinking about that with the Magneto stuff. I don't know. Now, I will say, Giancarlo Esposito not wanting to have Professor X in a wheelchair, it's like, come on, dude, why? It's like, that's a point of the character. Like, he just, look, we're already changing, you know, we're already talking about changing Magneto's origin. Now you want to change Professor, like, that's just one at a time. One at a time. Besides, your character needs to have a little bit of a weakness. You know, it's like he's the most powerful psychic on Earth. You know, like, you know, what's so wrong about having him be like, well, but he doesn't have the ability to walk. Okay, well, you know, that's kind of a weakness. You know, walking is good. People, you know, I'd rather walk than be in a wheelchair. I think that's a not controversial statement, so I don't know. I just, one at a time. Just one character change at a time, please. That's all I ask. Having said all this, I feel like Disney is probably, I don't know. They'll probably cast two people that aren't even, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's like when they, like, for example, all this talk about, like, who's going to be Mr. Fantastic. And it's like, Pedro Pascal was not on anyone's radar. And all of a sudden, it's like, there he is. It's like, oh, okay. So, I feel like that'll be Professor X and Magneto. They're just going to throw out people. And it's like, oh, wasn't even thinking of them. Cool. Anyway, that was that. This is DC League of Super Pets. July 29th, 2022. So, let's jump into our time capsule. So, number one song, Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. Mm-hmm. Champions in wrestling. Of course, you know, Roman's got the two titles. Do we need to even go through that? We actually have I think every champion is the same. I don't think we changed any. Anyway, I'll go through. NXT, Braun Breaker, Women's World, Liv Morgan, WWE Women, Bianca Belair, NXT Women, Mandy Rose, AEW, Jon Moxley, AEW Women, Thunder Rosa, IWGP, Jay White. Yeah, nothing changed, I don't think. Let's see. Oh, what was I up to? Great question. So, July 2022, the Ohio State Fair was back after 2 years. I remember being very upset that it wasn't back in 2021. And you can say, well, COVID and everything. No. There were multiple states that had a state fair in 2021. And I happen to love a state fair. And multiple states had a fair. And the fact that Ohio, which is one of the better ones, it's like Ohio, Iowa, and Texas are like three of the better state fairs. But it's like, I don't know. I was annoyed. But it was back. That's great. So there you have that. Let's jump into the facts and figures of this movie, shall we? The budget came in at around $90 million. Box office, $207.6 million. That puts it at the profit, according to our little incorrect formula, $117.6 million, $124.7 million with the inflation. Puts it at 90 on the list. 90. Sounds low, but you know what? Any money is good money. Puts it right below Ghost Rider. And right above Chronicle. So, it's in the category with Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider got a sequel, so they consider that good. Chronicle, it did not. But it also did not really set itself up for a sequel. So, anyway. Critics, 72%. Fans, 88%. We don't really jump into... Oh, history of the movie. I have none. This was the first time seeing it. I don't know. I thought about seeing it in the theater, but I didn't, so I saw it now. So, but we will be doing, we don't do a lot with the cast with these, but we'll do some shout-outs, you know. So, let's see. Olivia Wilde play Lois Lane. I actually think she would be an interesting Lois Lane if they did that in real life. She'd be an interesting Lois Lane, I think. There's another character in here that I saw that I think would be an interesting in real life, but we'll get to him. Let's see, we had Jamila Jamil, very funny. She played Wonder Woman, right? Let's see, who else? Oh. Okay, we had another stand-up comedian, Mark Maron, as Lex Luthor. This was one. I thought this guy... It would probably better be a one-off movie, but Keanu Reeves as Batman / Bruce Wayne, I thought was really good. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know, in real life, Keanu Reeves would be a really good Batman. Again, it would probably just... He might be better in, like, a one-off movie, you know? Or maybe if, like... Maybe if you wanted to do a Nightwing movie and have Batman mentor him, you could do Keanu Reeves as that Bruce Wayne. But I looked at that casting. I'm like, man, Keanu Reeves would just kill it as Bruce Wayne. The problem is he's a little older. That's why I say maybe just one movie. One or two, maybe. I don't know. But, like, doing a trilogy would be a little rough. But, man, I was like, that would be, I would really enjoy seeing that if that was ever a thing. How about old Dr. Octopus? Alfred Molina was in here as Jor-El. It was a small role, but he was there. Let's see. Vanessa Bayer. Of course, from SNL fame, was PB the Pig. How about this guy? He's a repeat. He was in our movie You know, he was, well, not last week, but 2 weeks ago, John Krasinski played Kal-El / Clark Kent / Superman. Should be Mr. Fantastic, but he's not. So, let's see. Kate McKinnon played our villain, Lulu, the hairless guinea pig. Of course, Kevin Hart, welcome to the podcast. He is Ace / Bat Hound. So, and then, how fortuitous that our podcast yet again interacts with real life. The biggest, well, it's interesting. He's still a big star, but his star has faded. I actually think it fades. We'll get into it. In a couple weeks, it will fade. But he's still riding high. He's still the highest paid actor right now. And he's absolutely killing it on these promos on SmackDown. Dwayne Johnson as Crypto Superdog / Anubis / Black Adam, which we'll get into. But yeah, he played Crypto, you know. And, you know, everybody did a good job. It's just tough criticizing or even commenting on a voice cast. They have to be really stand out. And honestly, I don't know. It's hard because it's a voice cast. I don't know. Anyway, let's dive into the plot. It's a fairly quick movie, but, you know. So we open with Superman's parents sending him off to the pod, to Earth. We know this. But this time, the puppy Crypto gets in the pod with him. And they grow up. Clark Kent is Superman, and Crypto also has superpowers. They help fight crime, but the other pets are trying to tell him that he'll be replaced when Superman and Lois become an official couple. He doesn't believe it. Anyway, Lois wants to find Crypto a friend, so they go to the animal shelter. Before they go there, there's a dog named Ace who's trying to escape, going to the animal farm, which I guess is, I don't know, a metaphor for the book, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, while escaping, Crypto stops Ace. He's like, you don't want to escape. He treats him like he's an escaped convict, which is kind of funny. And Crypto also doesn't believe that Clark was looking for a friend for him because Clark is the only friend he needs. So, elsewhere, Lex Luthor has devised a plan to pull an orange kryptonite meteor to Earth, which will give him Superman's powers, like invisibility. Which he did the... He's talking about the powers, he's like, it'll give me super strength and invisibility. And as he says invisibility, he does the John Cena you can't see me thing, which I thought was very funny. Superman tries to stop him when Aquaman, Cyborg, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, and Flash all show up to help. So we got the Justice League in this. And Lex gets a piece of the meteor, but it doesn't work. And then Batman shows up and tells him superpowers are overrated and punches him. That was good. The meteor is then sent back into space, but Lulu the guinea pig from the shelter, who was bragging about this powerful device she had, she's able to pull it back in. Anyway, she uses the device, not the full meteor, but like a piece of it. And she was also Lex Luthor's pet, that's why. But she determined that the orange kryptonite doesn't work on people, it only works on pets. So, like the opposite of COVID, remember that? When it's like, oh yeah, don't worry, your dog can't catch COVID. That's good, I guess. So Lulu uses the orange kryptonite and gains superhuman strength. Oh, well, not superhuman strength. It's just superhuman powers, like, you know, Superman, essentially. But the rest of the pets in the shelter, who Lulu left to die, they also get powers. Because they were around the orange meteor, but they weren't touching it, so I don't know, whatever. So Ace is now indestructible. PB, the pig, can change her size and grow really big or really small. Merton the turtle can move at super speed. And Chip the squirrel has the power of electricity. So there you go. Back at Clark's apartment, he's about to go on a date with Lois and propose, but Lulu shows up with green kryptonite, kidnaps Superman. Crypto tries to stop her, but Crypto is also without power because she hit green kryptonite in his cheese. Mm. That's a shame. So, Crypto comes across the pets from the shelter. He tells them he doesn't have his powers, but he needs their help to save Superman. Back with Lulu, she lets us know that Lex Luthor is arrested and recruits other guinea pigs to help her. And Batman shows up, and the guinea pigs take him down. Wonder Woman shows up. She's taken out. On the news, the super pets see that all the members of the Justice League have been kidnapped by these guinea pigs. So the super pets fight the guinea pigs. Doesn't go well for them. They don't know how to use their superpowers as well. They're not as well trained. Justice League sees this on the news from prison. I did laugh. There's a scene when Cyborg's like, oh, I can't help because I'm stuck in airplane mode. That was good. So during the battle, Lulu sends Crypto to the Hall of Justice, meaning she punched him and he flew or threw him, whatever. And he went flying across the city and landed at the Hall of Justice, right in front of the hall. So Ace tells Crypto about the time he had owners. This was actually really sad. And trying to give him like a pump-up speech. And he's like, you know, I had these owners. And in order to keep this toddler from falling down the stairs, I bit her arm to pull her back to save her. But the parents thought that the dog bit the child. And, like, it was so sad because the dog's sitting there wagging his tail and all acting all happy. Like, look what I did. I saved your kid from falling down the stairs. And then the dog realizes, oh, you guys are mad at me. It was the saddest thing in the movie. And then they, of course, gave up the dog because it's like, hey, it bit our kid. But, oh, that was legit sad. But I've also owned a dog my whole life. But anyway. After that, Crypto tells Ace that Lulu must have been Lex Luthor's pet, so he figures out where they are. Lulu's off to free Lex, and Lulu locks the super pets in the cells. Then Lulu tries to free Lex, but he betrays her, locks her in a cell, but she escapes because she has the Superman powers, and vows to destroy the Justice League and Lex Luthor. However, the rest of the super pets, they escape their cell when Crypto gets his powers back. Because he passed the cheese, I guess. So he decides to go it alone from here. He's like, I'll just handle it myself. Of course, you know that that's not going to happen. They're going to show up in the nick of time. Has that ever happened in a movie where it's like, I'll go it alone, you guys stay back? And have they ever stayed back? Probably not. So when Crypto arrives, the prison is, which is holding the Justice League, is and Lex Luthor, by the way, is launched into space, and Crypto is told that there's a bomb on the rocket by the guinea pigs, who I guess had a change of heart. Anyway, Crypto goes to, there's like a fire and ice guinea pig. They all have superpowers, by the way, and they told him that, and they had a change of heart, so... Crypto goes to stop the rocket when Lulu has a helicopter with Lois and is trying to crash it. So it's like, hey, who do you save? Do you save your best friend, Clark? Or do you save the woman he loves, Lois, who's in this helicopter about to crash? And despite the fact that he never liked Lois, he does go to save her. And then, of course, who should show up to save the rocket? The super pets, right? You knew that. So Lulu then transforms into a giant monster. All the Justice League and their super pets work together. Of course, Batman teams up with Ace, Wonder Woman with the pig, Green Lantern with the squirrel, and then Flash with the turtle. Right? But it's not enough. So Crypto flies into the sun, becomes supercharged, hits the Superman punch to Lulu, made famous, of course, by his cousin. Some people get that. And it stops Lulu. Of course, Superman Punch was not made famous by Roman. It's called the Superman Punch, not the Roman Punch. Anyway, Lulu is then shrank back to a normal guinea pig. And the other guinea pigs, they dump her in hot dog water for some reason. There's just like a hot dog vendor cart, and they just dumped her in there. So Superman proposes to Lois. She says yes. And the Justice League all adopt the pets that they were working with. Aquaman and Cyborg, they adopted the fire and water guinea pig, so, or fire and ice, whatever, because there wasn't enough pets, I guess, for them. But yeah, everyone gets a pet. It's a happy ending. The super pets then team up and go on a mission to stop a giant mutant dog, and roll credits. But wait. There's a mid-credits scene. Lex is being asked to let out of his prison, but Lulu is freed by Lex's female partner, Mercy Graves, and she agrees to be her pet. Ooh, so got something there. Although I don't know if I've never heard anything about a sequel to this, but there's a post-credit scene. Crypto's in the park, and who should he meet but Anubis, the pet dog of Black Adam. And Black Adam shows up and he finds Superman, and I had to laugh. I had no idea. Well, I'll refinish the scene. So Crypto, they have this big thing about, like, so your owner's a hero. He's like, no, he's an anti-hero. And they keep debating, what is an anti-hero? He's like, sounds like he's a villain. It's like, no, he's an anti-hero. This is kind of funny. And then Crypto says, well, I bet he can't fly to Pluto. And Anubis says, watch him. And then grabs him by the cape and flies off to Pluto, I guess. And the movie's over. But anyway, I had no idea this scene existed. Knowing what I know now about Black Adam, I laughed because it's just like, I mean, not to jump ahead. When is Black Adam, by the way? That is, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. 5 weeks away from Black Adam. So, but knowing what I know now, the fact that The Rock, I mean, you know, if you know anything about Black Adam, he'd been wanting to do this movie for like 10 years, right? And I just haven't, and the fact that, you know, he really, look, if you've seen the post-credit scene of Black Adam, you know that they were setting up something with Superman, and you know, well, that's not going to happen. The fact that The Rock was so, he was so into this idea of Superman versus Black Adam, that was like his WrestleMania, you know? It's like he was so into this Black Adam versus Superman matchup. He even dropped it in DC League of Super Pets. I did not know this scene existed. He even put it in the post-credits scene of DC League of Super Pets just to get people hyped for Black Adam. It's very fun. And then knowing that this will never happen, it's, I don't know. I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, I guess we all have stuff like that where, you know, maybe it's a movie and you're like, oh, this movie was so good, I can't wait for the sequel, and then it doesn't happen. What, or, you know, or you're following a wrestler and you're like, oh, they're going to be so cool, and then the WWE fires a, whatever it could be, whatever it is, we all have things like that, right? Where you're sky high on an idea, and then it just doesn't happen. But they're usually not as public as this one was. And yeah, I don't know. It's you know, Black Adam will be interesting. I'm actually looking forward to that one, just because it's like The Rock was this megastar, and then he makes Black Adam, and it just, it's like it didn't work out. And then he had to go make nice with Vin Diesel again to, like, kind of be like, okay, let's make this work, you know, and I'll be in your movie. And, yeah, it's crazy. It's just, I mean, it's crazy how Hollywood is, you know? I mean, you had Rock, who's like, at one point was the highest paid actor in the Hollywood, and then he makes one movie, and it's not like Black Adam was a complete bomb. You know, it's not like it was the Marvels, but it's like, didn't do as well as they thought. And then it's like, psh, his star's faded. Like, he's gone. He's not. Anyway, it's very interesting. But I don't know. Maybe Marvel will get them. Oh, that was another thing. I talked last week about, Marvel getting Christian Bale. And then it's like they just kind of drop the ball with him. Rumors are that Marvel, being they, were able to acquire a certain Man of Steel to play a Wolverine variant. Need I say more? But I thought that was interesting. I'm like, okay, I could see Henry Cavill as a possible Wolverine. You know, obviously it's going to be hard to replace the Hugh Jackman, but I think that would be interesting. I don't know, but we'll see. That's just a rumor, so it's not a spoiler. The movie hasn't come out yet. Can't spoil it. So yeah, that'll be interesting if that were to happen. But that'll be Deadpool 3. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be the last weekly episode. So kind of like the unofficial finale. We'll definitely have on guests for that one. But that is not for, I don't know, what is that, 24 more weeks. So we don't have to worry about that. Don't have to worry about that just yet. Anyway, I didn't even grade the movie. So, look, it's a fun family movie. There's stuff for adults in there to like. There's stuff for kids in there. I wouldn't show it to like a 4 or 5 year old, but like maybe a 8, 9, 10, they might enjoy it. Parents, I think, will enjoy it. It's an easy watch. It's fun. You know, Sully liked it, so I'm gonna give it a 7.5. It was good. It's a good movie. Like I said, easy watch. Nothing too complicated. I mean, you heard me review it. It's pretty basic, right? It's your basic type of, you know, whatever. Anyway, next week, episode 198. 2 more weeks. I've done a lot of solo shows in a row. I do like it, but I don't. I prefer a guest, but it's also tough to book a guest. But episode 200, I'm gonna really try. And Black Adam. I'll probably get one for that, too. Actually, someone has committed to that. So, anyway, I'll get out of here, not with a quote, but with a tell you for what's next week, because I forgot. Fire up Netflix. Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the movie. No, it is not the one that came out last year that everybody really, really enjoyed. It is a Netflix movie. But we'll see. We'll see how people like it. I don't know. But I'll get out of here on a quote. I thought this was a very funny quote from Keanu Reeves as Batman. Batman works alone, except for Robin, Alfred, Gordon, Batgirl, and whoever Morgan Freeman played. People, let me tell you about my best friend.